We thank you for the founder and the visionary of this talk show, God. We ask that you now guide our tongues that we may speak wisdom and knowledge unto the world. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we won't take no credit for it, but all the glory will go to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. All right. I'm a thought. Well, the Lord's known me, Miss Lois. Lois Williams, she's from Divine Connections Magazine. I met the Lois through Dr. Bradford Howard. That he does a lot of work for me. And the Lois had the pleasure to put me on the cover of her magazine. Which she's from the Durham area here, and I attended her anniversary this year, mm-hmm. and you know I met her face to face. Lois, great person as I met. She'll be at the war show with me doing media next month, so a lot of y'all will meet her there too. So she know me already. I'm going down the line. Everybody else is just herself.
Right. Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. I am Dolores Williams with Divine Connections Magazine. Just to share a little bit about myself, I'm a HAPTEC, habilitation technician. I work with adults with disabilities. I've been doing that since I graduated. And I am also, of course, an entrepreneur with Divine Connections Magazine, where I promote different gospel artists, authors, pastors, events, and positive things going on in the media. You can also find the magazine online as well as in print. And I do that on a quarterly basis. And once a year, I actually put on a program for the anniversary to celebrate with other entrepreneurs, choirs, praise dance, and moms, so we can come together, celebrate what we've done throughout the year, and accomplish and just celebrate our accomplishments with each other. And so it's a worship and networking event every year in March. And I will tell you, currently right now, I have going on Divine Connections nomination, and that is a nomination that provides the opportunity for exposure. So the month of June, I'm doing a nomination. In the month of July, we will vote, and then in August, we will celebrate the winners. So some of the categories in the areas are gospel artists, entrepreneurs, pastors, vendors, your favorite author or your book, family vacation, where's a great place for you to vacate, different ministries, gospel promoters, TV and radio promoters, gospel film and playwriters, and tutoring programs. And just to give you a little bit more details, when you go in to nominate, there are some categories that you can choose from. Under gospel artists, there's quartet, choir, gospel comedian, a cappella groups, gospel rappers, duet, soloist, jazz, and contemporary gospel. And then under entrepreneurs, we have youth entrepreneurs. We have some great young people doing some awesome things, business owners, as well as nonprofit organizations. Under vendors, we have food vendors, sweet vendors, healthy lifestyle vendors, soul food vendors, and business vendors. And then the last one is ministries. If you have a mom team, praise dance team, youth ministry, or gospel step team, we want to help spread the good news of what's going on in the community. And then you can actually go to the website, which is bit.ly/DCM vote now. Again, that's bit.ly/DCM. Vote now. And so I'm so excited to be a part of the gospel talk on this evening. So make sure you nominate somebody that's making it happen. And tonight, I believe our subject is social media and how we can spread the good news through social media. And I'll come back. I'll let some of the other individuals come in, and then I'll come back and spread some information that I know about social media as well. Again, thank you for having me. Dolores, you're doing some wonderful things there. Woo, wow. So, praise God, you got some stuff going on.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Shanice Hill Sullivan, and I am a gospel artist. I'm a contemporary urban artist. I have been nominated for the
Rhythm of Gospel, and we will meet on next month. Is the Rhythm of Gospel watch? So I'll be the headliner, and I'm also one of the stepping out of my element. One of the it is called the pageant, Miss Enigma. So I'm really excited about it. I'm getting my dresses ready and everything, and it's like my son is graduating at this time, so it's a very exciting time for me. I want to say I do have a new single out. It's called Give Him the Glory. Very excited about that as well. And it's doing good. I'm still pushing it out there. So one other thing. I never mentioned this on the show, but I am a author of a children's book. It's called Son, Do You Know How Truly Blessed You Are? I need to start pushing that it's really geared to 5 to 15-year-olds. I really wrote that for my son and for all the sons of the world, because you know it's always about girls, you know. But we want to let our sons know who they are, who they belong to, and it's Christian based. It has Bible scriptures, and just want to let sons know who they are, their self worth and confidence, and so they can just grow up and be, you know, just have. No, to know God, you know, to know it's a compass, it's a tool, it's a guide, it's to help young men, you know, set the tone for their lives. So that's what it's called. It's called Son, Do You Know How Truly Blessed You Are? And it's everywhere where books are sold. All the books, wherever books are sold. So I just wanted to put that out there, and I'm glad to be on the show tonight, and I'm glad to just be on this platform with you all tonight. Bless God. Thank you for having me, too.
Awesome. Who else do we have on the podcast?
Well, Tiffany is here. I guess I'll go next. Good evening, everyone. My name is Tiffany Coleman McGee, and I go by the artist name Miss Tiffany. I am a native and resident of Jackson, Mississippi, and I'm Mississippi's first multi-award-winning female Christian hip-hop artist, well, actually the first multi-award-winning Christian hip-hop artist ever, and I was the first ever solo female rap artist to be nominated for a Stella Award, and that happened this year in March. I was also the first female gospel rapper to perform on Dr. Bobby Jones' Gospel, and my album is entitled I Ain't Preaching to the Choir. It was my very first project, my solo, it was a solo album just featuring me. It's available for download on all digital outlets, and I also have another single that's entitled I'm Sold that's out right now. The album was also considered for the Grammy Awards this year as well, so I was excited about that. I'm also a model and an actress. I've been featured on Queen Sugar. I had a core feature role on Empire, and I've done some things on NCIS New Orleans, and Hulu has a series called The First. So, you know, I've done some work there as well. I'm also an author of a children's book. It's entitled Hippos Downtown, and it's available on Amazon. I have another that's getting ready to come out this month, and it's called My Dolly and Me, and I co-authored with my 5-year-old daughter, Mariah. So I'm excited about that because she's reading now, and she's getting ready to enter kindergarten, and, you know, for her to have this type of start with just entering into school. I'm excited about, you know, the legacy piece there, and that's one of my purposes in life is to make sure that I help to create generational wealth and also to, you know, put that legacy in place so we can pass that down to our children and grandchildren. I figure if we get them started early and expose them to some things early on, they won't have such a big struggle with trying to figure out later on in life what it is that they really want to do. And that's my spiel.
Awesome. Who else do we have on the call this evening?
Well, let me be the first gentleman to come forth. I'm probably the only gentleman on the call. Michael Boykin. A.K.A. the Prince of Gospel, A.K.A. Mr. Versatile. I wear a lot of hats, do a lot of different things. One of the things is radio announcer. CEO of the Prince of Gospel Show, 14 years and growing. Also one of the first guys to carry 24-hour gospel to Elizabethtown, North Carolina. One of the first black African-American males to carry 24-hour gospel to Elizabethtown, North Carolina. And that station is currently still going under new ownership. So just proud to say that. As well as lead singer for Michael Borkin and the Mighty Voices. And also have my own independent record label, Versatile Music Group. We're about 15, 16 years strong, and we have such artists as Charles Underwood, Stephanie Sellers, and Deirdre McPherson. We promote hometown artists, and we push them to help them just get their project out there on a local circuit, not so much on a national, but more so on a local circuit, because everybody can't be national, and that's one of the things I teach. I'm also the CEO and founder of Sanctified School of Music, which is a school where we teach little kids and adults, we teach adults as well, how to sing, how to play keyboard. We have guitar instructors as well, and we prepare musicians for churches. And so we currently have two students that are about to go into the workforce. And so I love doing ministry work, which leads me to the next thing. I'm also a ordained elder as well as ordained reverend in two different veins and two different doctrines. So we thank God for that. And mother and father, both pastors, come from a religious background. Also, I'm also a carrier of the late, great Reverend Howard Slim Hunt and the Supreme Angels. I also have rights to their music and to be able to record and sing their songs through his wife, who is still living in the Augusta, Georgia area. And so we've had the honor to sing with the Supreme Angels as well and travel with the late, great Reverend Howard Slim Hunt, who was my mentor in my 20s. So God has blessed me, and I'm grateful to be on the call and to be working along with the CEO and founder, Ms. Stephanie McDonald, the visionary, and I'm glad to be a part and be back on the call with all these great minds and great people of God tonight.
Awesome, awesome. Glad to have you. Do we have anybody else on the line as well, or did I get everybody? Okay, so what we'll do now is go and let you know how you can connect with us. I am Dolores Williams with Divine Connections. You can find me and like my page on Divine Connections Marketing, as well as I'm on Instagram at Divine Connections. And you can actually join my website email to stay updated with what Divine Connections is doing at www.divineconnectionsmagazine.com. And a couple of other things I wanted to share. I'm also an author of the book, You Can Do It, Make It Happen, and Handle Your Business. I talk about the accomplishments that I've made through Christ. I graduated with no debt. I bought my first house at the age of 27 as a single person. So if you stay focused and you put God first, all things are possible. Also, one of our services that we provide with Divine Connections is a 30-second and 60-second commercial. So if you want to help brand yourself and want a custom commercial, we can do that as well. So with the other speakers on the line, go ahead and give your information on how they can stay connected with you.
Well, this is Shanice Hill. You can stay connected with me. I'm on the Facebook, Shanice Hill Sullivan. Twitter would be Shanice Sullivan. Instagram is Shanice7. And my website is simply www.shanice, S-H-U-N-I-C-E, Hill, H-I-L-L, Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N.com.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And other individuals on the line, you want to share your information on how people can stay connected with you?
Sure. This is Ms. Tiffany again. My social media, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Official Ms. Tiffany. That's O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L-M-I-Z-T-I-F-F-A-N-Y. It's all together. And I also have a website. It's www.mizTiffany.com. That's MIZTIFFAMY.com.
Awesome. And I believe we have Mike on the line as well.
Yes. You can find me at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff. Either one, if you want to contact me for radio, you want to reach out to email theprinceofgospelshow@gmail.com to submit your music, to get music played. Also, to reach us on any of our Prince of Gospel Show social media sites, it's at Prince of Gospel. Also, Michael Borkin, Facebook. If you want to reach out to me personally, so all those social media sites. And then we do have a website, www.theprinceofgospel.com. And so you can reach us there. And we'll be glad to help you in any way we can.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for all the listeners. We hope you received that information. So definitely stay connected. We have myself, Dolores Williams, of course, the one and only Miss Stephanie, giving us this opportunity and the platform, and Shanice, Miss Tiffany, and Mr. Michael. So I guess we're going to start talking about the subject for today, which is social media, using social media to spread your good news, whether it's a CD release, whether it's information, whether it's inspiration, whether it's events and building relationships or concerts. I know two major forms that I use is Facebook and Instagram. I've had Facebook for a while, and of course, as days go on and the trends grow, more things are coming on Facebook and Instagram to allow us to have a free platform to actually spread the word and information or ministries that we have. So I know you can get more fans by connecting with individuals. It can help you with more sales. It can increase your event attendance. Of course, you can tag a person to help spread the word. We know how we like to talk, but this is a positive way to help spread the good news. We have watch parties as well. And if you have a business page, you can actually schedule a post. So you don't always have to be on Facebook to get a message out. You can take maybe 15 or 20 minutes of a day and schedule out a post to get the information out while you're doing other things, which is a great, great aspect. Of course, we have Instagram as well with videos, pictures, information, links as well. And what I have found out recently within the last couple of years, there's something called MiniChat. So when you're on Facebook, it's a free feature as well. MiniChat basically is a helper, I would say, of Facebook. You can set up conversation. So if you're, say, like you have, as we'll say, a gospel artist, and if you have music coming out, so they can send you a message on your page, and then the reply back, you can set it up in the back office where you can say, want to hear more music, click the link. Or if you have a picture of your CD cover, that can be on there. Or a connection, or if you want somebody to email you or message you, that way it kind of cuts down from the just individual conversations that you have one by one. It's just kind of like a manager and a time saver, and that's called MiniChat, MANYCHAT, and I love to do that, and we want to always use the features that we have available to market ourselves, to brand ourselves, and get the word out. So would anybody else like to share about, and also for social media, this is actually how I met Dr. Bradford and Miss Stephanie. I was also nominated for the Gospel Choice Awards. I met Jeffrey through that as well. So if you use social media for the right reasons, you can make some divine connections. I'm going to say it like that. So with anybody else, ladies and gentlemen on the call would like to share their information or maybe their experience with social media as well?
Well, this is Shanice. I have I built relationships through social media as well, and also, you know, just like going to different events because of social media, you know. Yeah. Then also there's also another thing that you can use, which is the targeting your market.
You have to buy it, of course, but it is, you know, you can just, you know, like $3 a day or however you set your budget, you know, and because in this, you know, a lot of times advertisement, we can't do a lot of free advertisement, but we want to, you know, just go a little further, get a different audience. You know, Facebook do have that where you can purchase it. And it's not expensive as you think. It would be like $21 for, you know, a whole month. It all depends on how you set it up and how you target your market, because you want to target the people that, you know, is in your range. You know what I mean?
Right.
That gravitates to what you're doing in your age bracket, et cetera. And I like to use that. And I do see some, you know, some other people coming on because of that. And you know, it's just another tool, another way to get your music out, you know, or whatever else you're doing, whatever product that you're trying to push, you know. So I just want to put that out there as well. There is a lot of ways that we could really use social media. Again, a lot of videos. I don't know. Some mm-hmm. people may be shy, you know, but I'm told that you need to really start doing those videos, you know, even, you know, just come on a couple of seconds or so and just, you know, jump on off, you know. But that's a good way of getting more, you know, traffic coming to you and, you know, people gravitating to what you're doing and, you know, or what you're selling. But you just have to come out of that shyness, me, personally.
Awesome. And you're talking about Facebook Live?
Yeah, I just need to do it more. You know, you have to do it. And then just regular videos. If you just want to just do a video and save it and, you know, just put it up there later, you know, when you're ready for it, you know. So it's a good tool, you know, and it's free. And we all can, you know, really take advantage of it. And, you know, we know that, but I need to do it more. So I'm just speaking for myself. So I just want to put that out there again. That's all. Okay, because people are visual. They love to see. They love to see what you're doing. You know, they love to see what you got on. You know, just being real here. And they like to see and they like to hear. You know, it's good to do posts and everything, but people are really visual these days. So they really take to it. They really listen to you.
Awesome.
So I just want to put that in there. Okay, I'm going to move on unless somebody wants to say something.
Okay. So who else would like to share their experience with social media?
I would like to say, this is Michael Morgan, by the way. I'd like to say to any artist that's trying to get started in the industry, this is the cheapest way. And let's say your budget is low. This is a good way to get yourself going, to let people see who you are, what you're doing, and how you're doing it. I've had several bookings through Facebook. Someone seen my performance that I went live on. How can I get this group? Who is this group? How do you get in contact? You'll be surprised just by doing a live taping of your performance can make a difference in your, even with your fan base. Someone that's never heard you before, they just so happen to be strolling and catch you. And, you know, they like you and like your page. So it's a great tool to have. It's a great, even with Twitter, you know, tweet something every day. You may not get any likes at first, but after a while, if you keep tweeting and tweeting, you get some response somewhere from somebody. That's all I have to say right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And what our other hosts would like to share their experience on about social media?
This is Tiffany. Social media has been, I agree with everything that everyone has said as far as the benefits of social media and just getting out and reaching different markets. I've been on social media, well, on Facebook the longest, Facebook and Instagram. And I've met so many people in other countries, other continents, and across the world who my music was able to reach through social media. And they'll inbox and they'll say, you know, how the message blessed them, or, you know, how impactful it was to their lives or what have you. So I think it's a great, great thing. Whenever I used to think about social media, I thought about how when they were going to build that tower and God confused the language and so they couldn't understand one another. And so when Facebook came out, I was like, well, that's almost, you know, that's reconnecting everyone across the world, you know. But it's, and I was wondering when it first started up, I was like, is this going to be a good thing or this going to be a bad thing? And I kind of wanted to stay away from it. This is way before my music career, what have you. And I kind of wanted to stay away from it. But then once I got into it, started linking back with old friends that I hadn't saw since, like, elementary school and middle school, high school, or what have you. I was like, okay, this is not so bad. And then, you know, professional connections, I was able to make those. And then once I started my music back up and got into entertainment, it was a wonderful thing, because I know if it had not been for social media, I would not have reached the number of people that I've reached, and they wouldn't know who I was, you know, they wouldn't know who I was. I mean, unless God had other plans at that time, but I don't know, because he did it this way. So I'm just thankful for it now, you know. We can use it for good, so there's pros and cons to everything, but it definitely can be a blessing to your ministry, and it helps you to be a blessing to others as well.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. So I know we've talked about Facebook and Instagram and a little bit of Twitter. Are there any other social media platforms that any of you use? Maybe Pinterest? I'm not sure.
I try to use that. I don't know. I shied away from it for whatever reason. It's like pinning up something like pictures and things. I don't know. I can't get a grasp of it. And one time I was using Google. That's a good another one. But I don't know. I started to use less of that for whatever reasons. But Google, that's a good one. You know, that's another good one. And just regular, you know, like if you just build regular emailing. You know what I mean? Like, if you just get all your contacts and you email them, because you remember, that's another side. Some people don't use Facebook, you know, so you have to, you know, do that and, you know, your regular phone, you know, to do texts as well, because everybody don't use Facebook. You have dinosaurs that just refuse to use it. So, you know, we have to do them all, you know, and I do personal emails, because that's a good way to do connections as well.
Right, right. We like to use all our avenues. And when you said about emails, I thought about one of the features on MiniChat is once somebody says hello or gives a comment in your business Facebook page on MiniChat, they become a part of your audience. And so once you decide to send out a message or do a broadcast, you can actually do a new broadcast and send out a message, and everybody that has messaged you will get that message. So just say, like, people have saying, you know, I'm just want to introduce yourself, I like your music, and they leave you a message. Well, now they're in your audience, and once they become a part of your audience and you send out a broadcast, you can say, well, we're going to be in, you know, California for our next performance. Get your tickets here. And send out one message with the link to where they can purchase their ticket, and it will all go out at one time with one message to everybody in that audience. So that's a great feature as well. We're talking about social media platforms and how to spread the good news, your good news, because if God has given you something, has given you a talent, that's here for other people to help them, encourage them, to support them, to support yourself, but to encourage others as well. So is there anything else the staff would like to share? I would just say, as far as working in business, or gospel artist. A lot of things I do with when I talk about in interviews is basically keeping your word, keep the lines of communication open, and make sure if you say you're going to do something, to do it. That's all about character and integrity. And we know with even in the music industry, a lot has went on. A lot of people have been used and manipulated. But be true to yourself and be true to God and communicate. If something happens and you're unable to follow up with what you said you were able to do, just communicate the same way you talked about getting into something. Communicate and let them know you're not able to do what you agreed upon, but that keeps great lines of communication open and that keeps that connection together. So anybody want to talk about basically the character integrity and just staying true to who you are, and because your name is all you have, you want to make sure that you be careful about who you're connected with as well. And it's not an easy task sometimes, and sometimes you will be alone, but God is always with you. But always keep in the forefront of what God has given you, and he will lead you and guide you into the people that he wants you to connect with, and we'll go from there. So would anybody else like to share on that subject?
Well, like you said, it's about integrity, keeping your word. If you cannot do it, you need to let people know. And two, you do have to be really careful. Like artists, I'm speaking for myself, Shanice, as a gospel artist, you know, it's the way of a lot of times when you're seeking airplay, you know, these radio stations, they want you to pay them. And I understand, you know, it's a business. I get it. You know, but you want to make sure that this radio station is playing me. You know, they're playing my music. They're just not taking the money or what have you and just, you know, not playing you, you know, playing your music. Mm-hmm. And then two, we shouldn't have to pay. Well, you know, again, this is a business. So we do have to just be you know, careful of which, you know, radio stations that we are, you know, dealing with. And again, if we say we're going to do something, do it. But two, you know, keep them, keep that communication, that line of communication. Hey, you said you were going to do this. And don't let nobody just, you know, try to use you or get away with stuff. You stand up for yourself. So, and if you do know, because, like, artists do talk to artists to artists.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is a small community. And so, you know, we talk and we know who's going to do what. So it's not funny, but I'm just saying.
Right, right.
We need that, you know, to protect ourselves.
Right,
and,
right.
But you know, it can be something. But again, it could be wonderful because there are people who really are true to what they're saying, and they do help you. You know, and if they can help you, they try to get somebody else to. You know, so but we do have to be careful. That's all I want to.
I agree with that absolutely 100% because, you know, sometimes people can present things as being help when they have an ulterior motive or an agenda of their own. They approach you with certain things, and, you know, they say that they want to help, but they have it in their minds that they're going to manipulate and take advantage of you. They see the benefit in being connected to you. And so they offer certain things, and then sooner or later, you know, a snake is going to rear its head. It's going to try to strike out and bite at some point. Mm-hmm. So you just have to use discernment and know when you start seeing red flags and warning signs with people, just keep a close eye on it. And I would say even if someone offered their services for free, get it in writing up front. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're giving you their word, they don't mind putting it in writing either and saying this is the service that I'm going to offer to you. Because I've had that happen to me once before where someone said that they would help me with a service. And, you know, after they felt like they were done helping, or I found out what actually happened, I found out that they had stolen money from me. And they were acting, you know, instead of as a liaison, because I manage myself. I'm an independent artist, but I manage my own career. Everything that I've done so far, I have had no manager. And so people who offered various services like radio or, you know, promo marketing and stuff like that, I would use their services sometimes when it got to the point where I felt like, you know, I had maxed out as much as I knew or the resources that I had within the network that I was in, that I would go to the people who I knew, you know, had a greater level of resources or network than I did and use those services. Well, because of the status that I had at the time and what I had achieved, you know, a lot of people started to try and connect and offer these different things to either to manage me or to provide these services, and they saying, I want to help you. And, you know, they start to help, and things look to be going pretty good. They seem to be pretty trustworthy up front. And then what happened was, you know, I was supposed to perform at an event, and the people sent a deposit, and this person, instead of sending the deposit to me, had them to send the deposit to their bank account and refuses to give me the money and says that, you know, well, I provided all these services for you, but, you know, you said you were doing it pro bono, you know. And so but now they're saying, I provided all these services to you. You owe me. You know, I'm going to invoice you, and this deposit here doesn't belong to you. You can't do that. That's stealing, you know, because the deposit was dependent upon me reserving a date to go to the event, you know, to set that date aside and saying, okay, I'm going to reserve this date. I'm going to come to your event. Now, the event never happened. So I should retain, as the artist, I retain the deposit. It's non-refundable. It doesn't go back to the event coordinator. You know, it remains with the artist. This person gave them their bank account information and had them to send the money to them and lied to me for weeks, telling me that they never sent money, that these people weren't to be trusted. And the whole time, that person wasn't to be trusted. And so I've been dealing with that situation for the last few weeks, and I'm really praying about it because I know a lot of people know this person, and they have a lot of professional relationships with some of the same people that I have mutual and professional relationships with. And I'm just praying about it, you know, on what angle to take. But at some point, if this person doesn't do the right thing, you know, I plan to go live on Facebook at some point. I'm not a controversial person. I don't go live a lot to even promote some of the things that I do. But I feel like artists need to know. They need to know what's going on and if they're being taken advantage of by someone and they're not looking out for their best interest. You know, as artists, we have these aspirations and we have visions of how we want things to go and how we, you know, desire to see our career at a certain level. And it's hard to get there. It's difficult. It's not easy. You know, everybody's not going to have that one connection and become an overnight sensation or, you know, just pop up overnight. Like, we work hard. I've been working on this for the last 6 years. And for someone to use my name, you know, to gain and I get nothing out of it, it's just not right. You know, I've spent thousands upon thousands of dollars for the last 2 years pushing my project. And so when it starts to return and I profit from it, this person is taking it from me. Now, how many other people have they done that to? You know, if everybody's sitting in silence and no one is speaking out on it, then everybody thinks they're the only one or they're afraid or have fear, you know, about any backlash or what could happen, you know. But somebody has to speak up at some point and say something. And then other people may say, well, hey, you know, they did me the same way. And then there you go, you know. But, you know, like I said, I'm praying about it. I don't know that I would mention the person's name. I just may tell the story. So that happened.
but judge of character, integrity, and then having those same qualities and making sure that you're doing the same thing, that you're keeping right. your word, that you have integrity, okay. that you're being honest, that you're trustworthy, you know, that your character is righteous and that you're doing the right thing by people as an artist, as a minister, or whatever it is, you know, that you're doing. So the same thing you would want and expect from someone else, you should present the same and represent the same for yourself.
Absolutely. Mr. Michael, would you like, thank you for that. Mr. Michael, would you like to share as well?
I think you all pretty much hit all of it. I mean, I think it's very important that we all be educated going into deals as artists. And I've learned that very well over the years. Just making sure we got things in black and white is very important. Because once the rise come and the growth of the group, or in my situation, I'm in groups, so I'm not so much a solo artist as of yet. But in the past, I've seen things go south because there was nothing in black and white
mm-hmm.
or an attorney involved. And so when we do business, we must be business-minded. It can't be a friendship. Or any of that thing, it's got to be business, and you got to learn to separate the two. And that's just a keynote that I want to put out there. Make sure everything's in stone. Make sure you have an attorney involved, especially if you're dealing with a friend, because that's when you lose friendship.
Mm-hmm.
When your group come on the rise, they see a little money, or it may not be any money. They may think it's some money. And if you be telling the truth, you know, hey, man, there's no money on the table here. We just, you know, trying to get to the next level. And you know, they still think, oh, he got some money. I know he got some. So a lot of times, you know, you want to make sure you have everybody involved, that you don't go in those sidebar meetings and stuff like that to cover yourself so that you don't fall out with your close friends and stuff like that. I want to throw that in there. That's about it.
Awesome. Yeah, this is great information. So, listeners, we ask you really to just listen and take heart. Be careful what you do. Put everything in black and white. Have character and integrity for yourself. Keep your name clear and do what you say you're going to do. And that's basically the bottom line. We can just end up with maybe just some inspiration to share with others. I would just say God has given us gifts to spread the gospel, whichever way, whether it's in music, whether it's in business, whether it's mine, whether it's praise dance. Do wholeheartedly what you have to God. Give him all the honor and all the glory. Put him first. Be prayerful of the connections that you make. And it's okay to be by yourself a lot, because if you are going the right way, you're not going to have a lot of friends. You'll have some, but you won't have a lot of true friends. Stay connected. I'm grateful basically for this opportunity that God has given us for this platform to share. I miss Stephanie McDonald. And keep making it happen. Again, my name is Dolores Williams with Divine Connections Magazine. Make sure to like the page Divine Connections Marketing. And make sure to go to the talk page. Oh, no, the Gospel Talk, and like our page. And again, Mr. Michael, Tiffany, and Shanice, if you want to go ahead and give your information again, how people can connect with you. And then we'll ask Mr. Michael to end us in prayer, or if you have anything else to say.
Okay, it's this Shanice is Shanice Hill Sullivan on the Facebook, Twitter, Shanice Sullivan. Instagram would be Shanice7. And the website is www.shanicehillsullivan.com. If you just want to even talk or ask some questions, you can even call me on my cell, 773-512-3383. Thank you.
And this is Miss Tiffany.
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Official Ms. Tiffany. That's MizTiffany. Also, I have a website. It's www.mistiffany.com.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies. And Mr. Michael?
Yes. The Prince of Gospel Show at gmail.com. If you want to submit music, the Prince of Gospel at gmail.com. If you want to just reach out to me personally before you submit music, and all social media sites, the Prince of Gospel, Prince of Gospel, and then we have Michael Borkin as the personal pages for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so on and so forth. It's been a pleasure tonight to be on the call with all of you and to just take in all this great information and educational pieces. And I hope that everyone that's listening will reach out and connect with everybody that's been on the pod tonight. Once again, a great big shout out to my friend, my sister, Ms. Stephanie McDonald, the CEO and founder and visionary of this whole thing. We're
just
parts of the a piece that's helping her vision come forth. We're following her command and her order, and it's always good to work with people who understand that you got to love one another and you got to work together in order to grow. It's not just one, but it's all of us together, and we work up under Ms. Stephanie McDonald to make this thing happen, and we love her. And we'll close out with prayer. Dear kind Father, we thank you for this time that we've been able to educate, learn, and take in this wisdom and this knowledge that you have allowed us to get over the years. God, we ask that somebody that was listening tonight, that this information helped them in their endeavors, wherever they're going, in their entrepreneurship or whatever they're doing. And then, God, we ask that you bless the visionary and the founder of this organization, God, Ms. Stephanie McDonald. Bless everything that she's doing now. She's doing a lot, God. So we ask that you cover her, God. And not only her, God, we ask that you cover all the entrepreneurs and artists that's on the call tonight, God. Bless their endeavors and what they're doing, God. Cover them. Protect them, God, from all things that's out there. We know there's a lot of evil things out there, God. So protect all of us as we go forth in ministry. And, God, we won't take no credit, but all the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to all the staff. Is that Miss Stephanie?
Yeah, that's me.
Wonderful.
I've been working while y'all been working. I've been listening and I've been working. So y'all did a great job. I told y'all it ain't about me.
Awesome.
I've been working while y'all was doing the great call. I appreciate everything. Appreciate Lois being on here tonight. You did a great job.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, and thank you, Michael, for coming back. I know you're doing a lot, and I appreciate you coming back tonight. So we missed the mail on here. We had a mail on here so long. So
good to be back. Good to be back.
Yeah. So I'm glad to thank everybody for everything that y'all are doing again. And I didn't get to say none of my sites, but I'm not even going to say what I'm working on, I'm doing, but I'm trying to promote some stuff. Especially the award show was coming up next month. We're getting ready. Michael is on the board, is on here. Anybody else on the board? It's me and Mike. Michael's on the board with me. Actually, he's my vice president. So we are really, really getting ready for next month. You know, we can't wait to have the great show, great media. I mean, this is the top. I think this is going to be the biggest one we had of the fifth year. This great media we have coming in. We have people flying in already from Texas. And I have my visionary. I have my lady that I admire that gave me all my stations. I'm so proud. Crystal will be here. She's flying from Texas. The lady, she gave me everything to deal with VSC Network. They want to make it possible for me where I am today to have everything I have with the VSC. She does my shows. I mean, she produced, you know, this is my shows this week. I'm doing my first R&B show tomorrow. They did a great job on that. I'm just so blessed with the MJ podcast they're doing. They're doing so much with VSC Network. It's actually getting bigger and bigger. We have a total of 28 stations now, and that's great. So VSC, I'll tell you, I just love it. I love what I do. love everybody that's on here. I love that y'all are helping me with this great call. And I'm so honored. I'm still so emotional because I just didn't think this show would be so good the way it is. And, you know, I didn't think doing a talk show and gospel, you know, there's something different. And y'all just took it to another level. And y'all did tonight, too, because I listened to everything. I was going to listen to everything. I just didn't say that because I've been posting and working and doing my work that I'm behind on doing and trying to get some awards done up and just some things I got to do. So, like I said, anyone that's coming, like I said, next month, I will be posting some stuff in the SM site tonight, well, tomorrow, for updates for the awards and whoever coming, whoever's performing, who's presenting, whoever's going to be there, who's an honoree. I'm going to be posting updates on what needs to be done. If we got sound checks, different things going on, y'all need to abide by that and go by the rules for everything. If you're coming to be media, be there at a certain time. And, you know, make sure everything is set up. So I will be posting some stuff up. They'll be in the group tomorrow. Well, that's why I posted the group so everybody can see on Facebook what group to go into the S&M First Annual Gospel Emmy Awards. That's the group that I'm going to be posting all the stuff that everybody needs to know. If they need questions, they still inbox me. So I think I'm finished. And this will be downloaded next week on M&J Podcast. So y'all go in and listen to last week's episode. I posted it on Facebook. The website, you can go on my website and listen to the podcast anytime you want to. Or you can go to Apple, Stitcher, anything, and you just pull up M&J Podcast. Put in M&J Podcast. You should be able to pull up any episode of the Gospel Talk and anything I have on the podcast.
Awesome.
I'm finished. I think I said enough. Thank everyone again. And we will see y'all next week. And all right. And thank you again, Michael. Thank you for coming on. Thank you, Mr. Lord. Thank you, Shanice. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you.
I'm listening to Shanice.
Thank
Tiffany.
You.
Jamie.
Hey, y'all.
Jamie,
this is Coco.
Coco. Okay.
And I was on, but I couldn't say anything because this loud meal crunk up. So I'm just sitting back listening.
Okay, good.
But
great
everything
job,
was good
week.
Tonight, yeah. And I enjoyed everybody.
Great job last week. Make sure y'all go in and tune into the last week's episode. I was telling them. Wendy ain't on here yet. She didn't make it in from practice. Okay, but it's everybody. Y'all think of a subject next week. I'm not going to post it. I'll let y'all put it in there, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Love y'all. I'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Oh, wait, is she with Michael?
Yes, you do, don't you? All right. Flip the phone up right there. When our power sponsor, don't y'all forget, if you need some clothes wash, go down there and wash your clothes down there on McCall Street. They are a proud sponsor of the Press Gospel Show. And we appreciate Fluff and Fold for being a supporter of the Press Gospel Show. Helping us keep the good gospel music going right here in the local community of Clinton, North Carolina.
Are you holding, or boy, do I have the place for you? Rainbow flavored hot dog. Uh-huh.